You are listening to Destiny Pizzas.
Today is Thursday, February 14, 2019, week 278. I'm Dhruv Patel.
I'm Mike Steska.
I think I said 268 last week, or yesterday.
Whoops.
Well. A little time. We talked about time travel a lot, so maybe.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe people will understand that reference.
Well, if they listen today, they'll remember.
Yeah. So, anyways.
Or they'll be like, wait, what happened?
What happened? It's a time jump.
Everyone knows.
Now I'm going to go. I have to go back and listen to it.
You could say, you can edit it, right?
Yeah, I'm just going to take week 278 from this episode, and yeah. I'm just going to splice it in.
That'll work. But now they'll know.
Yeah. I'm just going to edit this whole conversation out. Anyways, this is Destiny Pizza, and it's time for America's Sweetheart. Are you ready, Mike?
Yeah. What facts you got?
Okay, this person.
Okay.
Suffers from celiac disease since they were born, or since they're an infant. Celiac disease is a rare hereditary disease that makes this person's body intolerant to consuming gluten. How many famous celiacs?
I don't know.
Celiac sufferers, do you know?
I don't know, but I know I'm going to go with Jason Mantzoukas because he's like allergic to,
he's allergic to
stuff,
eggs.
But he's not celiac.
No. I think Jason Mantzoukas already has already been America's Sweetheart.
I think he has.
This person attended Carnegie Mellon University's pre-college intensive program in theater.
What college? Where?
Huh? Carnegie Mellon.
Oh.
Pre-college intensive program in theater.
Any of those words mean, actually. Yeah. So, I don't know.
This person also completed an intensive Shakespeare program at the Royal Academy of Dramatic Arts in London, England.
Ooh, England. England. Don't got it.
This person's father is an architect and mother is a teacher.
Ooh, okay. Okay, keep going.
This person had 10 years of experience in theater before getting their role in the breakout star True Blood. Their breakout role in True Blood.
I don't know.
This person is of Irish and German descent.
It's on that show, True Blood. I don't know.
This person graduated in 2007 from the University of Southern California School of Theater with a Bachelor of Fine Arts degree in acting.
What else you got?
The last fact I have.
Oh, one more fact. Oh.
This person is a natural blonde. Started to dye their hair red during their freshman year of high school when they were 14. Decided to change their hair color from blonde to red in order to no longer disappear into the background, as they felt they did with their natural hair color. They were also a fan of Rita Hayworth and Katharine Hepburn.
Red hair.
Let me look for more facts about this person.
Coming up with nothing. Nada. How come there's a lot of like redheads in like movies that are natural hair colors? Like, I feel like that's a common theme. But I guess because there's not that many redheads. Real. I guess that's. But there's a lot of like characters that.
Well, this person started to learn the piano and took dance classes from a very young age, but then moved up to. When they moved up to high school, when they dyed their hair, also, attention switched to acting. She played. Played a rape victim in the NBC cop show Life. That was her breakout role.
Another break?
That was like their first. That was the first. That was the first. First role on television was that rape victim.
Okay.
Then was on True Blood. First role on film was in the horror film Mother's Day.
Horror film Mother's
Day? Have you heard of the horror film Mother's Day?
I have not. Didn't know there was such a film. Hmm.
This person learned the Southern accent in True Blood in 4 or 5 days. This person also watched animal attack footage to prepare for True Blood.
Should just watch True Blood.
It wasn't intended to be a True Blood regular, but ended up being a True Blood regular. You want to give me?
Yeah.
Okay.
I got nothing.
She was given an audition with sides that were not from the show that she appeared on. But they didn't have any confirmation of what show it was, so she just auditioned for the first time with those fake sides, then came back in with the real sides to audition for the producers for Daredevil.
So it's Deborah and
Wall.
Nice. I should have got that off of your D&D thing.
Yeah, that's why.
See, I don't know of her from anything except Daredevil.
Yeah, I don't either.
That's But she is going to be in something. She was cast in something. That we were talking. I think, was it Twilight Zone? No. It was something we were talking about. She was cast something. Can't remember. But yeah, so she's a blonde, right?
In real life.
In real life. She did. Okay. That's why I probably didn't notice her, because, like, oh, she's the blonde in Daredevil.
Yeah. But I guess in.
But she's redheaded.
In True Blood. She's a lot of redhead.
Younger stuff. Okay. Interesting.
So shout out to you, Deborah Ann Woll. Congratulations, America's Sweetheart this week.
Awesome.
Which she wouldn't have gotten if she didn't do the D&D show.
Maybe if you eventually watched Daredevil Season 3.
I'd be like,
Punisher.
Yeah.
You
is like, she really good in Daredevil Season 3? Does she like stand out?
I mean, I like her storyline. Yeah, I like her storyline a lot.
I mean, to be fair, if you watch Relics and Rarities, mm-hmm. I think the next guest is Kevin Smith, and then Charlie Cox is also going to be a guest on the show. So, kind of get both.
That's cool.
That's like huge, that in
is
my
huge.
Opinion.
That is huge. Charlie Cox, like, I assume he doesn't play D&D.
You might be assuming wrong.
I could be assuming wrong. I've assumed she wouldn't play either, so there you go. I just assume no one plays.
I assume all these people now, I assume they all play together in, like, the most famous D&D game that's going on in Hollywood.
Yeah.
But yeah, let's talk about movies that are coming out today.
Oh, I didn't get the height or the
movie. Yeah, well, my bad.
And age, which one should I tackle first?
Age?
Let's go with, when does True Blood start? Let's see. I'm just going to go with 31 years old.
I was surprised you missed this. Because I gave you a
Did
hint.
You give me a year?
One of the trivias was she graduated in 2007 from the University of Southern California with a bachelor's degree.
Oh, that was awful.
So do you want to guess again?
Wait.
With that 2007.
Information?
With a bachelor's degree.
Okay, so that's got to be 4 years. It's a lot of math now. Okay. 7. So that would be 12. Go.
Yes.
Yeah, so 34.
Yes.
Okay.
How tall is she? Born in Brooklyn, New York City.
How tall is Charlie Cox?
I don't think Charlie Cox is all that tall.
I don't think so either, but I think she might be taller than him. They're around the same.
You want to know how tall Charlie Cox is?
No. That's cheap. Yeah, because like Foggy's like short.
You want to know how tall he is?
I think she's 5'7". Guess be taller.
Okay, you want to know how tall Charlie Cox is first?
Yeah, how tall is Charlie
Cox? Okay, first Foggy. Let's go with him.
I think he must be the shortest.
He's 5'9".
Oh, he's pretty tall. I'm not tall. Taller than I thought for some reason.
Charlie Cox.
5'10"?
He's 5'10". So how tall?
I'm still going 5'7".
You're...
Is she taller than him?
She's 5'10".
5'10", wow. Tall for a...
They cast a really good cast based on height.
Yeah.
They're all around the same height.
Yeah.
No, I'm going to search. I doubt she has a box office mojo, but knowing that she was in the horror movie Mother's Day, maybe I'm wrong.
Yeah, I don't know her. I just don't know her acting experience.
She's in Escape Room.
Oh, she in Escape Room?
Yeah.
That's probably it then, right? Why don't they have one? They're like, it's not enough.
Let's see. Must Escape have a Room.
Five or something.
Made $54 million forever. Less than $2,000. Wow. How to make hate.
Escape Room's got to be the answer. Unless she does a voice or something.
Yeah, I don't think
The voice is always...
She's in a lot of smaller movies.
Yeah.
But Escape Room, I think, is... How weird. Escape Room? And then there's a D&D show?
Weird.
It's kind of similar.
Kind of go together.
Yeah. Let's talk about movies that came out this week.
All right.
Happy Death Coming Day and Isn't It Romantic came out yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
And Alita Battle Angel came out today. Because this is President's Day weekend.
It's also NBA All-Star game weekend.
Yeah. And then I think today is the anniversary of...
it's also Valentine's Day.
Yeah. Today's the anniversary of a shooting.
Trayvon Martin.
No.
Didn't that one just happen too?
That happened last week. Oh, no. That was his birthday.
Okay. Oh, yeah. I think the shooting was right around NBA All-Star weekend.
That's crazy.
I don't know. I think it was on NBA All-Star weekend. I think he went during the All-Star skills. It was during that or something. That's why it's always around the same time. I forget what day exactly.
But yeah, Happy Death Day, they changed it. They made it release on Wednesday. It was supposed to come out on Thursday.
Why? Is that why?
Because it was on the anniversary of the
Florida shooting.
Yeah. Stoneman Douglas.
Yeah. I think they just released something on HBO, some documentary about the school is doing a play or something. I don't think it's just the aftermath and them still putting it on or something like that.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Happy Death Day to you. I mean, is the roommate...
Someone asked them to do that or something.
Yeah, one of the moms. Because I guess they tweeted out something we're going to make sure that this Valentine's Day is one you don't forget. And the mom replied I'll never forget that day because that's the day my child was taken away from me.
Yeah.
Every time I see your commercial, it's a mock or something like that. And then they're oh, we're so sorry. We changed the release date.
Yeah. It's crazy that we can think of some of this stuff when terrible things happen. I remember Punisher Season 1 came out. It was it got delayed because of that Vegas shooting.
Yeah.
All these crazy.
Well, the sad thing is I think they were talking about shootings because I guess the Congress or Senate, someone is the first time gun violence was mentioned since. Before all these shootings.
Mm-hmm.
And they Rachel Maddow mentioned all the shootings and I was I don't even remember this one.
Yeah.
And it was, what was it called? Sandy Hook.
Yeah.
Cause she mentioned the elementary school and Sandy Hook.
And that's the same thing.
And it was the same shooting.
Yeah.
And I was oh, but I forgot that it was called, or no, she said Sandy Hook and then she said Newtown. Mm-hmm. And I didn't remember Newtown. I remember Sandy Hook. But Sandy Hook Elementary School is in Newtown.
It was all the same, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Wait, where's there more? Okay. I thought
the same. But then the Florida shooting is not specific enough because there was...
True, because the club.
There's that one club that got shot up.
Yeah.
So yeah, it's crazy. Isn't It Romantic? I don't know what that movie is. Do you?
It's the one with Rebel Wilson where she was I'm the first overweight actress
to be in a rom-com. And then people were no, you're not.
She's oh, sorry. That's all I know. So I guess that's more publicity. I wouldn't have known anything except for that. So I guess the controversy helped? Awareness? Justice League, why are they have? Why would they? I guess it's a
don't good... show me. I'm on that website.
So like what men want, except like I turned off.
John Wick's life ends right here.
It does. It's, you're correct.
This is way different. They should edit this part into John Wick, yeah, too.
Or is it like reverse shallow Hal?
I think so.
In a movie? I don't know. What's going on?
I think she had a stroke.
I think she's in a coma or something.
Yeah. Okay, well, that movie looks like skippable.
Yeah.
As does Alita Battle Angel. Surprisingly, Happy Death Day to You. It looks like the best movie that comes out this weekend.
Yeah, I'm hoping it lives up to the first one.
I hope Alita Battle Angel burns a fiery death, because I think James Cameron's producing it.
Yeah.
I think they're very desperate for people to watch it.
They are very desperate.
Because I guess James Cameron, like, who's famously against social media, like, started a Twitter account to promote this movie.
Yeah. No, they're pushing this one hard. That's why I know.
Oh, he wrote it. He wrote the screenplay.
Yeah, I don't like hearing James Cameron. The more I hear from him, I'm like, why?
But Robert Rodriguez directed it, and I like him.
Yeah.
Christoph Waltz. Lana Condor. Is in this movie. Mahershala Ali.
Yeah.
A lot of people in
this movie. It's got stacked. That sounds pretty stacked to me. I like all those. Well, yeah, this movie, I remember this was pushed back. Was it November release? December release? I don't know. Summer release. But they pushed it back.
Hmm. Anyways. You want to talk about that Avengers trailer that came out during the Super Bowl?
Oh, yeah.
Another time my comeuppance. You're like, no Avengers trailer.
I didn't think so. I was completely wrong.
Literally the first trailer of the Super Bowl.
Yeah, like just, yeah.
And we didn't get Aladdin. We didn't get Dumbo.
Yeah, all Disney, we just got the Avengers, Captain Marvel, and then like after the Super Bowl, there's the Toy Story.
Yeah.
One. But yeah, I was kind of surprised. We didn't get any like that. Nothing that big.
No, this was a pretty boring.
Yeah, Super Bowl. They picked the right one to not do anything because it was so boring. It was like, oh, what a dumb Super Bowl.
Yeah.
But yeah, the Endgame trailer, we got
City Field empty.
Yeah. Where have they gone?
Where is that? Where's City Field? Is that where the Mets play?
Where the Mets play. Yeah, and like Steve's at some support group meeting, it looks like, or something.
I think that support group is probably the rest of the Avengers.
Yeah, maybe it's the Avengers. But
it looks like time has passed.
Why is it? Yeah, time has passed.
Like there's a big time jump between
it does look like that. That's why I'm curious. I don't understand how everything's working.
Who's shooting the gun at the target?
Maybe that Tony stuff happens first and then he gets like he gets back to like he doesn't get back to Earth in like 5 years, does he? Maybe.
Who knows? I don't think so because I don't think he has enough food.
He gets back right away and then this stuff happens later.
No, because we see there's a footage of him and Gamora. Not Gamora, sorry.
Nebula.
Him and Nebula working on something on the ship.
Yeah.
And then I assume that's on the ship because they're the only two left.
Yeah, I assume they get on the ship and they're like, let's go to Earth. I wonder what Nebula's thing is. Well, I guess she still wants to get back to Thanos because he's not dead.
Yeah.
But maybe Tony's like, we'll go to Earth, we'll regroup. I don't know.
Because I think Nebula and Gamora, well, they have a better relationship now.
Yeah, well, now she's dead. So.
Yeah.
I like that pair. It's such a weird pairing, Nebula and Tony.
Yeah.
It's like, that's an interesting dynamic there, because they don't even know each other.
Yeah. So.
We see, what else we see? I like that shot where they're all walking in that line, where it's like, it's like Captain America, Thor, Black Widow, Rocket, and Ant-Man, and War Machine. They're all just walking in that line. I think it's that same shot we got from the other trailer where there's nobody in it, where it's like just the Avengers facility with the sun in the background. But I think they just added the... I don't know. Who knows? They're tricking us with all these shots. Yeah. I know it. They're just
Who's
like,
the person at the gun range? Is that Black Widow?
That's Black Widow, yeah.
I was hoping it was Agent 13.
It was Black Widow.
Blonde hair?
Yeah. Crazy. Well, she has blonde hair in Infinity War.
Yeah.
But who knows? That could be, it could be red. And they just... Color tricking us too. Like, I don't know what they're tricking, because there's one scene where they're all walking up staring, and there's like an empty spot, and people are like, is somebody there? And they took them out. I don't know. There's so many like speculations because they're changed so much.
Someone was like, oh, this is like the second time that they've ever done this. I was like, no.
Second time? They do this every movie.
Yeah, they do it. They
Thor,
do it
no eye. They got
Avengers Age of Ultron.
Infinity War. They do it. Yeah, Age of Ultron. They had all the characters in that scene. They took out like half of them.
No, it's not this one.
No, that's the first one. No, I'm digging this marketing. I'm like we're definitely not getting another trailer until after Captain Marvel. But I just like or they're gonna show us something.
Could be during Captain Marvel.
Could be during. Yeah, it might. They might release it the same day.
No, I mean like in like the one that they show in the movie.
Oh, like post credits might be.
No, I'm saying the one that they show before the movie.
Yeah, like
might be this one.
Same
actually.
Day, but they'll release it during. Like they never released it.
No.
During the movie and then not online. Not us. See, they said that shot. That shot.
Why was his hand shaking so much? Kevin Feige said that I was watching Lego Movie 2.
Yes.
Before First Look, New V, whatever they call it.
Mm-hmm.
He was saying that, like, oh, yeah, she's going to be, like, the new head of it, of the MCU going forward.
Makes sense.
I was like, is that never before heard information?
I haven't heard that, no.
There you go.
But you think about it.
You heard it here first, folks.
I mean,
I'm just kidding.
Well, just to logically think about it. It can't be Spider-Man. That's Sony. You can't have him head things.
You can't have Doctor Strange because he's boring.
Yeah. Black Panther, he's got a whole kingdom to worry about. Yeah. You can do a whole, but you can. He has his own universe, pretty much. Thor has his own Asgard. He has his own universe, kind of.
That he might be ended.
Yeah, that's true. But like him leading, like he'd be a weird focus, I feel like, because he's space still. So Captain Marvel makes the most logical. Like Ant-Man's not going to do it.
No.
So logic, unless it's Black Widow, which like Black Widow could only be the only other one I could think. Yeah. Like Hulk can't do it. So I could see Black Widow or Captain Marvel. So that makes sense. It just makes me more curious. Like how do they loop her in? Like because the thing that makes the Avengers work is they have like these individual, like they have Captain America and Iron Man, like they have these individual relationships within the Avengers.
Mm-hmm.
So you need like right now, like the new Avengers, no one's really has that big of connections with each other. Like Black Panther's got like see him and like he doesn't have a relationship with anybody except like Captain America. Ant-Man and Falcon kind of have a rapport of sorts, but like there's not much connection. But I think they're gonna slow it down anyway. They may do mini. Like, they'll start doing team-ups like they do Hulk and Thor and stuff. I feel like that's the future. And then eventually a big event. But
yeah.
Small stuff.
On Netflix today, Dating Around, which is Netflix's dating reality show. Someone said first, and I'd like to correct them, saying Terrace House is a Netflix dating show.
So. Yeah, I feel like anything you say first Netflix, you're like, you just didn't know about it.
Yeah.
There's a lot of stuff on Netflix. I feel like they've tried everything already, and then some stuff just gets more well-known.
And Ken Jeong's You Complete Me, Ho, which I guess is his stand-up special.
All right.
Come back tomorrow for some Netflix recommendations. Oh, wait, True Crime.
Ooh, True Crime Thursday. Almost forgot.
Almost forgot. Let's see. It was like this crazy story. This guy, 8 a.m., 3 days ago.
Okay.
Deputies from the South Homeless Outreach Team were on a foot patrol in the Wilderness Glen between Lake Forest and Mission Viejo. They spotted a wanted parolee with a history of violent crimes, who then fled from them on a mountain bike.
Whoa.
As a precaution, SROs placed Del Lago Elementary and Glen Yarmo Elementary in a shelter-in-place status. Oxford Preparatory Academy voluntarily placed their school in shelter-in-place as well. Deputies from Laguna Hills, Lake Forest, Mission Viejo, and assisted with the perimeter. Duke and a canine unit also helped. The search team locate the suspect, who is hiding in the brush area off Via Noveno and Los Alisos Boulevard. The parolee at large fought with the deputies and canine and was subsequently arrested. The schools are notified and the suspect was in custody and resumed normal activity. When a school is asked to shelter in place, it means they are still able to conduct academic activity within their classrooms. Teachers lock their doors and students would be escorted to the bathrooms by campus supervisors or staff if needed. Although it could be stressful for the students, it is also the least disruptive. It is not the same as a lockdown, which requires students to turn off the lights and hide and possibly barricade doors. So I show the guy.
Huh. He fought with people?
Fought with the cops. And people are also drilling holes in gas tanks and siphoning out gas.
Oh, really?
Craziness.
I mean, how much money can that really get you?
Yeah. That's the thing they said. It's $50 in gas and causing $1,200 in damage.
Yeah. Like, you're not getting that much money.
Yeah.
Like, you might as well steal. Yeah. Like, that's not cost effective. Jeez, criminals.
Be more cost effective. And then a woman got robbed while doing, like, a Craigslist deal.
Oh, really?
Yeah. $600 sweater. Tried to do it in the parking lot of...
Someone just tried to steal the sweater?
Yeah, like, they were like, yeah, I'll buy it, and then just run away. And then apparently they brandished a small knife to scare them from pursuing, okay. And they were unable to locate the suspect.
That's an expensive sweater.
I know, that's what I'm like, what an idiot.
Craigslist? Like, yeah. Is it really worth that much money? $600?
That's my question.
Like, yeah. I feel like there's a certain level on Craigslist, and then if it's too much money, it's like,
don't bother.
Like, buy it on eBay. Don't. Or sell it. Like,
yeah.
Whoever.
So, yeah. Come back tomorrow for Netflix recommendations and Freestyle Friday. Thank you very much. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Thank you for listening to Destiny Pizzas. Until next week, grab a slice and enjoy. Goodbye.